and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzani. You're tuning into the You Alter Evolution Instant Awakening. And I just had the sheer pleasure of speaking privately with Dr. Sarah Gottfried about what's going on in the world of the incredible discoveries that she's been making regarding the energy hormone. And I've got some huge things that we've been experiencing all across the You Alter Evolution community and all across the world because of these breakthroughs. So I want to share kind of the purpose of this call is to really give people an update of what's been going on. And for many of you, this will be very new. And my question to you is a very powerful one. What if it's not you? What if it's not your thoughts? What if it's not some negative vibration that you've been holding on to? What if it's not something you need to work on emotionally per se? But what if actually the lack of certain hormones or the lack of the right amount of the right hormone is keeping you energetically stuck, and more specifically, keeping your vibration at a low level? We are such complex, intricate beings that many times we think, well, it's just, you know, I'm thinking negatively, or I've got some negative energy, or I've got some sort of attachment to something. And what if just by understanding how these hormones can be tweaked, you literally could set off into motion in your body this dynamic catalyst that brings forward your prosperity? Yeah, and there is a prosperity hormone we're going to talk about. Who would think that hormones could be related to prosperity, that could get you out of a state of overwhelm, that could get you out of a state of being stuck, that could get you out of a state of feeling like everything's collapsing around you, that could make you feel energized, have the best sleep of your life? I think even last time we talked about having an incredible feeling of enchantment with your body and sexuality. And what if all of these things lying dormant are waiting to be activated when you understand this formula? Well, stay to the end because we're going to actually give you some exercises to do that. And the other reason I'm excited about this is for many of you, this is going to be the ticket that unlocks everything. For others of you, this is going to be something that supercharges the work you've already done. And so inside of you, I believe very strongly there's this superhuman being, this amazing being that with the advances of science and spirituality and how it's all being blended together, and nobody blends it together better than Dr. Sarah Gottfried because she comes from a heart-centered place, you're going to see what's possible in your life. We had everyone imagine a scene before we started the call of what their "I can't believe this is happening" moment would be. And what that is basically is when you look at your life and go, like, gosh, I can't believe that I'm actually doing this one thing, or I'm on the beach sipping Mai Tais in Fiji, or I'm, you know, teaching this class, or I found the love of my life. Whatever it is for you, I want you to think about it and think about how you would be feeling. And this is where we want you to move into. And believe me, this information will help you have the energy to do that and to move into that. And you can check yourself against some things that we're going to be sharing. So let me introduce Dr. Sarah, and I will try to talk less because she is the one that is going to blow us away, I know, today. Dr. Sarah Gottfried, MD, teaches women and men how to balance their hormones naturally so they can rock their mission and their marriage. She is a Harvard-educated, MIT-trained bioengineer. But you know what? She's also a certified yoga teacher. I love her. She's so cool. She's a speaker and a New York Times best-selling author of The Hormone Cure, Reclaim Balance, Sleep, Sex Drive, and Vitality Naturally with the Gottfried Protocol. She's also regularly featured in magazines such as O Magazine, Glamour, and Yoga Journal, and TV, including The Ricky Lake Show 2020, and she's also known for quoting top 40 lyrics and effortlessly blending the seriousness of oneself with playfulness and humor. And so what she's really about is understanding how you can tap in and find the root cause of many of the symptoms that you've been feeling. And many of them will be hormonal root causes. Now, are you having low energy, inconsistent energy, moodiness? Do you feel cranky? Do you feel kind of drained? Do you have like a lot of sugar cravings or low sex drive or even stress? All of this can totally impact you and your relationship with your partner or that partner that you want to have. Now, when she applied and tested the Gottfried Protocol in her cohort of 10,000 patients over the last 10 years, the results were simply stunning. Clients across the board felt better. They had less anxiety. Do you have anxiety right now? But more energy. and she treats both men and women. So she knows about it firsthand, because you're going to hear through her story that she was in that place that many of us find ourselves, overwhelmed as a mom, cranky, stressed out, feeling her body go out of balance, and she began to dissect and dive into her own hormonal chaos and what her own body could be like naturally if she balanced it. She's unleashed this tool to the world, and even the best part's going to be you're going to learn how to up-level your energy in less than about one to three minutes, and it's going to happen very, very quickly. I just want to share what people are saying about Dr. Sarah Gottfried. Marcy Shymoff, happy for no reason, New York Times best-selling author, said, "I'm in love with her work. I met her. Her work has been life-changing for me. She showed me how to help my hormones the natural way, and this has been the biggest happiness booster for me in a long time." Marcy wrote happy for no reason. She learned what it means to be happy for no reason when your hormones are supporting that happiness. Another very well-known author of Women's Bodies and Women's Wisdom, Dr. Christine Northrup, said, "Dr. Sarah Gottfried is a modern-day healer goddess, if there ever was one. She also happens to be a Harvard Medical School graduate and rigorous physician scientist." And many, many other people have felt incredible things. Emily Hooker, a licensed acupuncturist, "I can't recommend Dr. Sarah Gottfried enough. She integrates Eastern and Western medicine beautifully." And so many other doctors, quantitative scientists, I have to read this. Dr. Janine Herbert, PhD professor of sociology and expert at quantitative surveys, said, "Dr. Sarah produces phenomenal transformation in her clients. Using quantitative survey techniques, we're able to demonstrate substantial increases in energy and mood. Further, the data shows high levels of satisfaction." So let's do this. Let's let Dr. Sarah feel the energy of the UL Revolution and feel all of you. We're glad she's back. She's got some very cool updates and things to share. Let's send her a huge amount of love on the count of three. One, two, and three. Sending that love to Dr. Sarah right now. Welcome back, Dr. Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, Darius. Thank you so much. I'm totally feeling it. I love the energy that you send. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, how fun. Well, I am excited, and we have a ton of new people on, and perhaps we'll start from the beginning, because this sent shockwaves through our community, and it's changing the way people look at everything. Tell me, why is this a important thing, even a big deal, for us to really be focused on these hormones and how they can affect us, and more specifically, our energetic set point, our vibrational resonance with the rest of the universe?
Well, I would say very simply that hormones drive what you're interested in. They drive your focus. They drive the ease that you feel around your weight. They are such an important part of your mood every day, of your mindset. So what we want is we want to connect to that innate intelligence of the body. You know, all of us have this code, a really important code embedded in our body, in our DNA, in every cell that we have. And it's your birthright to connect to this innate intelligence, to this code, so that you have these hormones working for you, not against you.
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to add that this is a major part of why some folks just feel tremendous energy. You know, Darius, I think you are extraordinary at, you know, kind of being the stunning example of this, the shining example. You have a tremendous amount of energy. You're so skillful at using your energy in a positive way and, honestly, rocking your mission. So you have this knowledge. You are connected to this innate intelligence of the body. And what I want to help people with is to understand some of those obstacles that come up. And a big part of these obstacles is your hormones. So that's kind of what we're talking about here in terms of the energetics of hormones.
And why is this important? If these hormones are off, I mean, can it really affect how we feel? I mean, can't we just override? Can't we think positive? Can't we get excited? Can't we drink enough coffee and get ourselves jazzed up to do what we need to do?
Well, I think that's certainly what a lot of people try, right? I know somewhere around 80% of doctors are addicted to caffeine. So you're not going to hear from other doctors that I don't think it's such a good idea for some of us to be drinking coffee because it disrupts your best sleep. We want to be mastering our sleep to really have our hormones supporting us. So why is this important? Well, I think some of us are challenged hormonally. And I imagine some of our listeners can kind of relate to this. You know, for some of us, it just feels like the glass is half empty. And it's a struggle to have the mindset, you know, kind of the positive mindset to raise your energetic set point. It's a struggle. It feels like you're pushing a rock up the hill. And more often than not, when you feel that way, when you feel too young to feel so old, it is your hormones. Now, the hormones aren't 100% of the story. I want to be honest that there's many moving parts here, but they're a big part of the story. They're a big part.
Okay, they're a big part. How would someone begin to know? What would be the signs? And we've got people writing in from all over the world. I just want to share this because it's so beautiful how people are coming forward with some things maybe they've never shared before. One person says, I've always dealt with low energy my whole life. This is Kip from New York. Another person says, I'm super emotional. I'm crying over nothing. I feel like I live paycheck to paycheck. I'm depressed. I don't have a lot of energy. A lot of other people are writing in talking about some other things going on in their life. I've lost creativity. I've lost passion to do what I want to do. Another person says, I feel very scared about stepping out into my mission. I can't imagine even having the energy to do what you and Dr. Sarah are doing. So what are some signs that people can begin to look at in their life that may be a signal that, okay, maybe this area is something I need to investigate?
Great question. And I think we should maybe start with some of those places that are community is bringing to us. So, you know, what I would say first is that you could just look at your belly right now. Hopefully you're not driving. But just look at your belly. If you have belly fat, if you have what I used to have, which was a muffin top that was growing to the point where it was almost a cake top, that is a sign that your hormones are out of balance. That's a sign that cortisol is that main stress hormone. Cortisol is probably either too high or too low or both within the same day. We want cortisol to be in the Goldilocks position of not too high, not too low. So first thing you can do is just look at your belly. Do you have belly fat? Let's pick up one of the issues that one of our listeners just raised, which is feeling super emotional, feeling depressed, maybe even some scarcity mindset, or you know, just feeling like life is unfair or really hard. And here's what we know. We know that 50% of people who have depression, half of the people who have depression have high cortisol. They have chronic high stress. 50%. 20% of people with depression have a slow thyroid. And what I think is so important is that we've got to change the conversation we're having about hormones. And I can tell you, when I went and saw my doctor, when I was feeling super emotional and premenstrual in my 30s, and I had a muffin top, and I just didn't feel like I was able to rock my mission, I was offered an antidepressant. And we talked about this last time, Darius, that it was such a defining moment for me because I looked at that prescription for Prozac, and it just felt all wrong. It just felt wrong to me. And that's when I took my medical training, applied it to my own biology, and I had a hunch that my problem was hormonal, and indeed it was. I had really high cortisol. So when you go to the root cause, such as high cortisol or slow thyroid or a problem with your estrogen level, when you go to the root cause, you're much more likely to get a cure, to get your energy to a consistently high place. You know, 91% of the people I work with online tell me that their energy is inconsistent. You know, some mornings they wake up and they just feel like they're dragging, and all they can think about is that cup of coffee. We don't want that. That is not your birthright. Coffee is like a high-interest loan against your adrenal glands, those lovely little glands in your back that secrete these hormones.
You know, and I always say if people aren't really optimal and flowing and really feeling good, it's not because they have a Prozac deficiency. It's not that your body's, well, I really need that Prozac to do that. It's something else is off. And Dr. Sarah, I got to be honest, you see my energy and you see where I'm at. A lot of people don't know this, but when I was 21, I actually had a tumor in my thyroid, and my part of my thyroid was removed. And it took me probably about a couple years to get the thyroid hormone levels the right amount. And I have to take synthetic thyroid because my thyroid doesn't create any. And when these levels are off, I will be quite honest, my wife will admit I am depressed. Me, I am negative. I am temperamental. I am moody. I gain weight really fast. I have no energy. And my outlook stinks. And it can get off if I miss my hormone. And it's just bringing me back to where I should be naturally. So it's all bringing back into equilibrium. I just don't have a thyroid anymore. But if I'm off, it can happen as fast as 2 to 3 days of being off that medicine. It starts to sneak in. And it's so slow that I don't even realize it's happening. My wife goes, "You're out of your medicine, aren't you?" And I go, "Yeah, I think I am." So I am a testament. You are saying the exact truth here. Yeah.
Well, I thank you for sharing that. I think it's so important that we reveal these vulnerabilities, Darius. Mm-hmm. You know, I think those old days of kind of staying on a pedestal and not revealing our vulnerability just doesn't allow us to really live a wholehearted life. So thank you for sharing that, first of all. And, you know, you just described a problem that is incredibly common. It's true that when it comes to thyroid issues, women are 15 times more likely to have thyroid problems than men are. But that doesn't mean that men aren't affected, as we know from your story. But what happens when you have a slowdown in your thyroid or it's not working because some of it was removed? You have weight gain, just like you described. You can have hair loss. Your energy is either low or it's inconsistent. You can have a lot of difficulty with your mood. I described how 20% of people will have depression when their thyroid is slow. I also think it's important to realize that thyroid is the master of your metabolism, the rate at which you burn calories. And I think this is important on an energetic level, on a physical level, on a spiritual level. We want to really approach this in a different way. When you have your thyroid not supporting you, when it is slow, when you forget your medicine, for instance, and you start to go down that rabbit hole of feeling depressed and cranky and like you don't want to get out of bed, it's so important to start with the biology and just not assume that it's some sort of moral failing or that you've got emotional issues. You know, that it may be true that there's some psychological or emotional clearing that needs to happen, but let's start with the biology and do it in parallel with that other work.
Yeah, when those things are off, and this is why I wanted to have you on, there could be a lot of work that I would do, but it would be very hard to make that work stick because what's causing it is something else. And so I want to hear from everyone. I want to hear what challenges you felt. Does any of this sound familiar to some of you on the call? Does it sound like this fits some of what you've been feeling, dealing with, wondering about, or worrying about? You've also, I wanted to ask this, you also were talking about men and women and there being some things that are predominantly affecting men, predominantly affecting women. What are the differences? Does this affect men and women the same way?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I find that men and women are a bit different in terms of this code, kind of this biological code that we have. So we know, for instance, that stress favors men. And it's honestly a little painful for me to even admit this because I really believe in, you know, women having equal rights, et cetera. But it turns out that men dance with stress differently than women do. Women are more likely to have what I would call hypervigilance. And this is one of the reasons why women have double the rate of insomnia, difficulty with sleep compared to men. It's one of the reasons why we have more thyroid issues. We're more complex hormonally. And so, yes, it's very different kind of how these hormones are put together in the orchestra of the body for men versus women. So let me get a little more specific about this. When it comes to men, we know that the research on stress and fight or flight, that's true for men. It's not necessarily true for women. Mm. We know that for women, one of the best ways that we can deal with stress is to tend and befriend. So fight or flight doesn't work so well for women. Tend and befriend, where you call a girlfriend or you you connect to oxytocin, which is that lovely hormone of prosperity, connection, social affiliation. It's such an important hormone. We're just in the midst of this explosion when it comes to oxytocin, and I think, quite frankly, that we live in an oxytocin-deficient world. So we always want to amplify the oxytocin in our body. It's a really important part of connecting to that innate intelligence that we have. So there are
I want to ask you more about that as well before we jump too far, but keep going, and then I do want to ask you about the oxytocin because that's pretty fascinating.
Oh, yes, I love oxytocin. I could talk about that for hours. So just a few other differences. I think everybody knows this already, but women get pregnant. So pregnancy just has a totally different set of blessings and curses that go along with it for women. You know, there's some women who just sail through pregnancy. They don't have any problems. And then there's the rest of us who maybe gain too much weight, or we feel really depleted when we're pregnant, or we crash energetically after we give birth when we're in that period of, you know, kind of the postpartum care and connecting with our baby or babies, as is in the case for you, Darius. So pregnancy is a huge difference, right? And and then in terms of how, you know, I think about, I like to keep this astonishingly simple. I think about women and how the way we can be most efficient to manage our hormones as women is to focus on the Charlie's Angels. And I loved Charlie's Angels when it first came out in the 70s. I'm just the hugest fan. And I think of this as three main hormones: your cortisol, your estrogen, and your thyroid. And then for guys, it's a little bit different. I call it the three amigos. So the three hormones you want to focus on if you're a guy are cortisol, that stress hormone, testosterone, and thyroid. So those are some of the key differences.
Okay, tell me about this. Well, let's talk about the prosperity hormone really quick, and then I want to get into the cortisol. The prosperity hormone is oxytocin, and why do they call that the prosperity hormone?
Well, it turns out that oxytocin is just incredibly important for feeling like you are living your fullest life. You're really living in an optimal state. So we know that oxytocin is really important. From a science perspective, if we have just a quick little science moment, I think of oxytocin as being one of the best hormone therapies ever because it lowers your cortisol. It lowers your stress hormone, so it balances it. It also balances your estrogen. So any women who are listening who are, you know, maybe 40 plus and estrogen is starting to drop, oxytocin raises your estrogen. That's a good thing. It balances estrogen.
Wow.
It also makes your thyroid more efficient. It makes your thyroid more efficient. So it's such an important hormone. And it's not that I think everybody needs to rush out and start taking the latest party drug and, you know, start taking oxytocin. That actually doesn't seem to work that well. What we want to do is we want to support the body in making more oxytocin.
Yeah. Okay. And we're going to talk about some of those different ways to do that and how people can actually begin to activate that themselves. And that's what I love, because once you do, you realize you have this boundless supply and ability to manage these hormones through your day-to-day life. Now, if we're out of balance, and let's say that cortisol level is really high, what is the long-term effect of this? I mean, it's something that I'm sure over time can produce a lot of things and a lot of different responses in the body.
Well, you're right. It's interesting. You know, I think a lot of folks are really busy. They're running task to task, and they don't really think about cortisol, and they don't think about the long-term effects. So I'm delighted that you asked this particular question. Here's what we know. We've got some really cutting-edge research here. We know that it ages you prematurely.
Ooh.
And don't let your eyes glaze over. There's actually some really interesting science to this. Elizabeth Blackburn, who is a biochemist at the University of California at San Francisco, got the Nobel Prize because she looked at women who were stressed out. She actually looked at women who had a sick child and compared them to women at the same age who had a healthy child. And she found that when she measured a marker of aging called telomeres, which is these cute little caps on your chromosomes, she found that the women who were stressed out had, they aged 10 years faster compared to women who were, you know, had a healthy response to stress, had low or normal perceived stress. So this is not just some woo-woo idea. It actually ages you 10 years faster. We don't want that. We want to be able to rock our mission over a really long period of time and feel healthy and at our best. So that's one piece. Another piece that's really important, and this might be what I really want our listeners to hear today. A lot of folks think about aging, and they think about Alzheimer's disease as being something that's going to happen really far in the future. And I used to think this. I'm 46 years young now, and when I was in my 20s and 30s, I just thought, oh, I don't need to worry about that. You know, I'll think about that when I'm 70 or so. But it turns out that the aging process, Alzheimer's disease, actually starts in your 20s. It starts in your 20s.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It starts in your 20s. So you don't want to be taking baby steps towards Alzheimer's disease and dementia and losing your memory. The biggest problem with Alzheimer's is that there's a part of the brain called the hippocampus.
Yes.
It's this lovely part of the brain where you do emotional regulation and you do memory consolidation. It's basically where your memory banks are. And when you have high cortisol, you fry that part of your brain. So there's really a cost to being stressed out. And I don't want to be doom and gloom here, because the cool part is there's many solutions for how you can manage this differently, such as leveraging the prosperity hormone, getting more oxytocin into your life. But that's an example. You know, there's many others. It increases your chance of diabetes. It raises your blood pressure, your blood sugar, obviously, since it's linked to diabetes. But those are the main things. It can also deplete you of the happy brain chemicals, and we don't want that. Things like serotonin, which is in charge of your sense of good mood and normal appetite and sleeping well. We need the serotonin. We don't want to get depleted in that.
You know, Dr. Sarah, like, you kind of scared me.
Oh, no, okay.
And all this.
Let's focus
on
the positive.
And the premature aging and stuff. I mean, with these women, if they, let's say, have a stressful situation, we all have stress. People are writing in saying, oh, my gosh, I'm stressed with this, I'm stressed with that, I've got this going on. If we go in and we're able to actually change this, can we undo some of that aging, or can those telomeres be repaired? I mean, is this something that can maybe not go back to perfect, but can it begin to be sort of reversed or at least put on the right path?
You can always reverse this process. So I really want share a message of hope here. I don't want for you to feel like, you know, you've got some sort of death sentence and you're going to wake up with Alzheimer's disease tomorrow, because it is never too late to start to get your hormones in balance. And the really good positive message here is that it's so much easier to get these hormones in balance than it is to live with the misery of imbalance. So, yes, you know, cortisol is a totally tangible hormone. It is a hormone that you can manage like you manage your day, or you manage your 401k or your retirement account. You can totally get this cortisol into that Goldilocks position. Everyone on the call has this within their power.
Goldilocks position. I want to talk about the Goldilocks position and what that is. I'm almost curious. I'm kind of playful today, which I usually am, but I'm like wondering, like, what would be some habits of, like, the high cortisol person? Like, what would that look like? You know, if you're looking at someone's day from, you know, around 30,000 feet, and you could see, well, maybe from 20 feet above, and you see, what are some, like, two or three things that would happen in that person's day, and how would they manage it, maybe not as optimally as someone who could?
Love it. Well, I would say the view from high, looking at someone with high cortisol, is that They probably are frowning. They probably feel tired but wired.
Tired but wired.
So kind of a weird combination of being tired but having a hard time calming yourself down. So that's where the wired comes in.
You can't turn off your mind. You're tired, but you're worrying about stuff. You're thinking about stuff. You're playing scenarios in your mind. You have angst, but you're exhausted.
Exactly. You're ruminating over the things that are beyond your control. You're feeling anxious, and it's not good for your cells. We got to stop that right now. There's also blame, and assuming that external circumstances are responsible for what you're up against. You know, a bit of a kind of a victim feeling, and cortisol definitely plays a role in this. So I want to be a little careful about this, but I think for folks who really are able to manage their cortisol, they realize that the locus of control is inside. It's internal. It's not external. So you know, kind of this high-level view is that there's kind of a victim-y quality to it, tired but wired, rushing from one task to the next, you know, never feeling like you quite arrive. It's very hard to be in the present moment. You're either future-tripping or concerned, fretting over the past. There's a lot of pain, both psychic pain, you know, what I would call the pain body is activated. So those are some of the things that I would say you see. You know, brain fog, you can start to have some difficulty with memory, maybe some attention deficit. Those are some of the things we see with high cortisol.
Okay. Now, this Goldilocks position, what is it, and, you know, what does that look like?
Well, when it comes to the Goldilocks position, you know, one of the reasons why I shared with the world my questionnaire that I've been using for the past 20 years in my medical practice and what I use online is I really wanted people to have a sense of what it looks like for these hormones to be in balance. So we want to have kind of this goal, you know, sort of the aspirational goal for what it looks like when cortisol and these other hormones are in the Goldilocks position. So I think it's important to really look at your own experience and to have your eyes wide open, like to really be honest about it. You know, you mentioned earlier, Darius, how your wife is such a lovely mirror. And when you start to have any symptoms related to your mood and your energy, she asks you if you've been taking your thyroid hormone. We want to have that kind of mirror set up for ourselves so that we can really track these hormones. And so I developed this questionnaire that people can use to figure out whether cortisol is in that Goldilocks position. So that's one way to do it. You can also measure your cortisol level. That has its advantages and disadvantages. Just to give people kind of a range here, what we usually do as doctors is we measure the morning cortisol, like right around 8 a.m. And you want that to be between 10 and 15. You can also measure cortisol in the saliva and in urine, but often blood testing is the language of conventional doctors, so I tend to start there.
Right.
So those are some of the ways that you know. Did you want me to describe what it feels like when cortisol's in balance?
Yeah, I would. That would be great. And I was thinking if there was any questions from some of those questionnaire, like just one or two that might be relevant, or if you could share those. I don't know if it would be a challenge or not a good idea to do that, but if it's possible, I'd love to know what it's like in balance and then hear some of those questions as well, if possible.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I'll run through some of the questions as they relate to high cortisol. We could also, if there's time, I can run through some of the low cortisol questions, and then we can talk about what it looks like when it's in balance. So here's some of the high cortisol questions. Do you have a struggle calming down before you go to bed, or maybe a second wind that keeps you up late? Do you have difficulty with disrupted sleep? You wake up between 1 and 4 a.m.
Okay, I'm going to ask everybody, I just share with me, like, you know, yes to number one, you know, keep track of questions one through whatever, and then just, you know, share with us kind of what's going on at uwealthrevolution.com/now. I really want this awareness. If I'd never had this awareness when I'm like that mirror, when I'm in balance or not, I mean, I wouldn't even be doing this show. So I just want you guys to think, what's possible when you unlock your true nature, your true essence from all different levels, physical, spiritual, you know, multidimensional, and this is what it's about. So Dr. Sarah, keep going. Very, very cool stuff.
Well, I love this, and I love that you're going to get real-time feedback. So I'm super excited that we're doing this exercise. Another one is anxiety. So some people feel that as nervousness. Other people feel it as overwhelm. And this is that worrying about things that are beyond your control. That's question number two. Question number three, feeling quick to anger or to feel rage, maybe screaming or yelling, and then feeling remorse afterwards. That's number three. Number four, memory lapses, feeling distracted, especially when you're stressed, like you walk into a room and you can't remember why you went in there and you're trying to figure it out. Here's a huge one, sugar cravings. Sugar cravings. This is one of the most common symptoms I see with the people that I work with online in my programs. Next one is belly fat. So noticing that your waist is growing, and for women that's basically greater than 35 inches, it's the dreaded muffin top. Another common one is skin problems, things like eczema, or feeling like your skin is too thin. And I mean both physically and also emotionally. Another common one, you want me to keep going?
Yeah, one or two more. I'd love to hear, because these are fascinating. And it's like they're not just things that seem like, oh, well, that's medical, that's hormonal. They're things that I almost wouldn't even attribute to this, but now it makes sense that it would be a part of having this cortisol level that's not in balance.
Well, yes, you're right. And I think it's so important to realize, you know what? This is biology. We can correct this. You don't have to just put up with your life having these problems. You know, don't just assume that this is what the new normal is. Yeah. So here's just a few more. Bone loss, and maybe your doctor has even used terms that are scarier, such as osteopenia or osteoporosis. Very common with high cortisol. And then another one that's very common, high blood pressure or even a fast heartbeat. So cortisol has a few jobs. It's, you know, the top three jobs that it has about 400 in the body, but the top three jobs that it has are to raise your blood pressure, raise your blood sugar, and then to mediate your immune system. So when it's high, it raises your blood pressure, it raises your blood sugar, gives you those sugar cravings, and then it can also cause problems with your immunity. You can have autoimmune problems, things like where your body attacks your thyroid, or you can have underfunctioning immunity where you catch every cold that you come in contact with.
Wow. Well, Dr. Sarah, we've got people writing in. Shikari says, I've got all the symptoms except eczema. Another person, Judith, was having trouble with the audio. Judith, just refresh your page and you should be okay. Pauline, I have experienced just about everything Dr. Gottfried is talking about. Another person says, I've had all of these for years. Another person, I have very high stress. It's causing my muffin top or cake top. How can I begin changing my programs, my hormones? What can I do? Another Larry Williams, a male. Number one, yes. Number two and three, no. Number four, yes, 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 yes on the rest. So he only had two no's. The rest of them, yes, from Tyler, Texas. Let me know, guys, what else. There's a lot of people saying yes here, and this kind of is exciting to me because I think this can be a huge breakthrough. It also concerned me, like, why isn't this being taught more, or why are you one of the first to really bring this out in a big mainstream way that people are actually listening to? This is serious stuff.
It is serious stuff, and I agree with you. I can tell you, when I went to my doctor and said, hey, you know that Prozac that you prescribed for me? I decided to fix my cortisol instead, and I lost 25 pounds. My mood is so much better. I don't have PMS anymore. I'm chasing my husband around the bedroom because my sex drive is better. He just looked at me bug-eyed because conventional physicians are not trained to look at your cortisol level unless you have one of the extremes, either total failure of the adrenals, which is known as Addison's disease. That's what John F. Kennedy had. It's one of the reasons why he was always kind of tan, because it makes you bronze your skin. The other extreme is called Cushing syndrome, which is where you have a tumor or you're making too much cortisol. But 98.5% of us, Darius, are in that middle ground where cortisol may not be regulated. We may not be getting cortisol to support us the way that it could be.
Okay, we've got a question Monique wrote in from Montreal. Where does the high cortisol level come from in the first place? Is it a lack of nutrients?
Yeah, good question. So what we know is that it's primarily a problem of the stress response. So, you know, I just was describing that there's a very rare condition called Cushing syndrome, which is where you have a particular reason why you're making high cortisol, such as a tumor or something like that. That's very rare, like very, very rare. Most of the time when you are stressed, when you are feeling like there's a tiger chasing after you, it's not a physical tiger. It's more an emotional tiger.
Right, right.
That's what raises the cortisol. So what actually happens is that there's a part of your brain that some of you probably have heard of called the amygdala. And it is where, you know, it developed in our ancestors as a way to kind of scan your environment for danger, such as a tiger. And this same system that was designed to kind of put you in alarm mode so that you could fight the tiger or run from the tiger and focus on a solution, that same ancient system is what is still driving us now, except now we have things like an iPhone and texting and emails that make us feel like we're chronically under stress. And our poor body, our, you know, this set of DNA that we have in every cell doesn't get to have a break. We don't hit the pause button enough. We spend too much time in that zone of making too much cortisol. So the cortisol is actually made in your adrenal glands, but your brain tells your adrenals to make more cortisol. But here's the cool part. Can I give you like a super exciting little twist here?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the super cool part. Super cool. Everybody listen up. I used to think that the brain was in charge of telling your adrenal glands what to do, how much cortisol to make. But it turns out that your adrenals listen to what your heart tells your brain. So this is an incredible opportunity. It's an incredible opportunity to activate the innate intelligence that all of us have in our hearts. And I'm talking here about kind of the metaphorical heart as well as your physical heart, because it's a place where you make a lot of oxytocin, and it's one of the ways to really calm your system down so that you're not in high alert.
I think that that would be incredible. And Teresa says, I have most of these symptoms. Another person, Sunny, says, I've tried all these different methods to release fear, but I'm not happy with the results. Please help me. Please guide me. Another person, Sharon, stress is the biggest problem I have, and I have all the symptoms you listed, including the thin skin. I want to talk about that, the little bit that we're, the heart and what this means. Quick question. Your protocol, what you do, what you move people through, why do you think it's been so successful? What is it about it? Is it the integrative approach? Is it just because you're one of the ones that's really mastered this interrelationship between all these hormones? What, in your own words, do you think makes it so successful?
Well, I think it's a few things, Darius. I sometimes joke that this is honestly not a very funny thing. I sometimes joke that I've had every hormone imbalance that a woman can possibly have. And it's really been from living in the body of, you know, the female body for 46 years that I really have come up close to pretty much every problem that women experience, whether it's high stress and the high cortisol or slow thyroid, PMS. After you have a baby, you go into reversible menopause, so I've experienced that as well twice. So I think that's a big part of it. Another piece is I was very blessed to have a great-grandmother who was such an important influence on me. And she would come visit us when I was growing up in suburban Maryland, and she would bring these suitcases of kale and wheat berry cookies. And you can imagine, you know, when I was 7 years old, I didn't really appreciate this. She would extol the benefits of omega-3s, of fish oil, at the breakfast table when I was seven. And on the one hand, I thought she was kind of weird. She practiced yoga way before we had yoga studios. She slept on a board. She outlived five husbands. You know, she really was a bit of a radical, and she believed that you don't find the answer to health in the bottom of a prescription pill bottle. You find the answer to health in how you architect your life, how you set your intention every morning. But it wasn't until I was in my 30s, when I was really struggling with PMS and this muffin top and low sex drive, that I came full circle and I really understood the legacy from my great-grandmother. So it's a few different pieces. You know, I was really delighted to stumble upon this with the help of my great-grandmother, with the help of these symptoms that I had. And I want to be careful not to frame these symptoms in a negative way. You know, I see all of these symptoms that we've been talking about, the rushing task to task, not sleeping, I see them as important messages that need to be decoded.
Yeah, and it's not something that, you know, it's something that each person needs to learn how to decode themselves through your help and what to do about it in the different avenues that are available to them. It's not just, well, I'm going to take a pill that's all going back on track, and then I can continue with these habits that stress me out and make me, you know, anxious and irritable and unable to sleep. It's really about getting everything in alignment and living the life you're born to live with the energy to rock your mission, like you said, which I just love.
Well, you got it. I think an important message here. I'm just going to take a sip of tea.
And everyone, share kind of what's coming in for you as you're hearing this and what your thoughts are. One person is saying, Sunny, please tell me, how do I start sending the message from the heart to the brain? Another person is asking, what do I do about these symptoms? Another person is asking about a hormone blocker that they're taking and some other specific things, so we can get to some of that. Go ahead, Dr. Sarah.
Oh, sure. So I just wanted to expand a bit on what you just said, Darius, which is that I am inviting people to take charge of their health. Our healthcare system is broken, and we've got to create a revolution around a much more personalized way of looking at health, where we don't just say, you have depression, it's a Prozac deficiency, take this nice pharmaceutical. That doesn't work. It's not going to give you a cure. The way that you're more likely to receive your cure is to take charge of your health, to step into the grace of hormone balance. So I think that's a really important piece for our listeners to understand. I'm not saying you have to, you know, get an MD in hormone biochemistry. What I'm saying is there's some really simple things that you can do that will start to change your cortisol within a few minutes. And you can do this with all of the hormones. And what I found is that 95% of the time, You don't need a drug to get your hormones in balance. You simply need to change the way that you eat, move, think, and supplement.
Hmm. Can I ask you about the sex drive and sort of the whole, like, energetic vitality of our sexuality, how these hormones can affect women and men as well? I mean, certainly, you know, I've seen that in my life. I'm off my thyroid, you know, I'm just not the same person. I mean, tell me how it affects that other side of us, or that important side of us. And because it almost to me seems like we talked about this last time, and it's like this vibrational circle. It's like we don't have that sexual energy, so then we close off to that, and then we're more stressed because there's a certain function to that we, you know, that we talked about. And so it becomes like this vicious loop where we become even more and more down the path of not optimal, not balanced, not bathing our body in all of these delicious hormones and chemicals that were made to sustain us and keep us young and vital.
Well, you're spot on, as usual, Darius. You know, I think many of us don't realize that we're in a vicious loop or a vicious cycle. And what I want our listeners to do, my challenge today, is for you to create the virtuous cycle. It is totally within your power. And guess what? If you're not doing this, if you're not choosing to create a virtuous cycle, the default is that you're going to keep going into the vicious loop. So we want to create some virtuous cycles. And I think you're so right about sexuality and sex drive. You know, for many women, when they have a baby, that's when they first notice a change in sex drive. We know the birth control pill can rob you of sex drive. That's very important. We know that when you go through perimenopause, starting in your 40s, and menopause in your 50s, that's a time where sex drive goes down. And for guys, there's this issue of andropause. Some people call it manopause. I sometimes will call it, with great fondness, grumpy old man syndrome. And that's for men. You like that?
I do. I see those guys. I mean, I see people like that all the time. I do.
Yes. Well, you can spot them a mile away, right? So these are men between the ages of 40 and 70 who are starting to lose their testosterone. And testosterone is not just in charge of, you know, giving you a erection in the morning. It is in charge of your muscle mass, your fitness, your sense of confidence, your ambition. And that's true for both men and women. So what we want is we want to look at sexuality in a different way. I sometimes will say that your sex life is a portal to other areas of your life. When you heal your sexuality, when you own it, you will automatically find freedom in many other areas of your life and in your health where you once struggled. So this is a very important place to restore health. I see some people, you know, I had a woman who came to see me last week, Darius, who is 44 years old, and she said that she had gone to couples therapy with her husband. She has low sex drive. He has high sex drive because couples tend to be attracted to each other. Low sex drive partners tend to be attracted to high sex drive partners. And what this woman had announced in couples therapy was, I feel fat, I don't like my body, and I never want to have sex with you again. So that was our starting place to really take on her sexuality. We know that 70% of low sex drive is hormonal. Of course, there's other things too, like your emotional connection with your partner and skill set. There's many other things to consider. But I think you've raised such an important point about the role of sexual energy and how it can actually be harnessed to support your bigger energy, the energy that you're putting out into the world.
Right. I mean, this was something, we're not the first to talk about this. Napoleon Hill talked about the law of sexual transmutation of energy and talked about how that sexual energy was very much energy of manifestation. And so when we talk about prosperity and living your mission and all of that, just to sort of bring it all together, when these hormones are off and we're not vibrating in all of our chakras, quote unquote, I'll put it kind of gently there, we may not really be able to bring that sexual energy into our mission. And that's a big piece, I think, for a lot of people that is kind of eye-opening, and maybe that'll be a new book, you know? I don't know, but it's very interesting to think about, because a lot of people are closed off in a lot of those ways. I want to hear what people's thoughts are on this. Am I way off base? Does this sound familiar? Is anyone experiencing any of the symptoms that we've been talking about? And let me see what people are saying, because I'm very curious. Just keep sending that in. One person said, yes, I am experiencing that. I've had low sex drive for the last 10 years. I don't know exactly why. Another person has written and said, ever since my sex drive has been low, this is seems like my life has gotten more boring, more dull. I have less energy, less enthusiasm. So there is definitely just even some preliminary people writing in saying, yeah, this does make sense. Dr. Sarah, really quick, I want to ask about what life looks like when this is in balance. What have you seen from people who actually go through some of what you're putting together and offering, and they begin to get these things in balance? What changes? And maybe even just through your own life story. I mean, I see you out there doing incredible things. What's changed with you and your clients and patients?
Well, I always like to start with my clients, and I want to share with you a patient that I saw a few days ago. I'm on sabbatical, but I have a couple of patients that I just didn't want me to go on sabbatical, so I'm still seeing a couple. So there's a woman who came to me, 52 years old, named Sheila, and she was describing just what one of our listeners was articulating. She said, you know, I just feel flat. My life has become more boring and dull, and I am too young to be boring and dull. Help me. And what we found was that all three of her hormonal Charlie's Angels were off. She had high cortisol, low thyroid, low estrogen. So when we fixed that, it took about 6 weeks to fix it. When we fixed it, she came back and she had a spring in her step. She felt buoyant. She felt positive. She had a new relationship. She felt upbeat.
Wow.
And she had dropped about 10 pounds. She just felt like she had a complete turnaround, and she said to me, thank you, Dr. Sarah, I feel like I have my life back. Like, I didn't even know how far off I was until you helped me feel better again. She said, I giggle now. I haven't giggled for 10 years. I'm giggling now.
Wow.
So that's an example of what this feels like. I can share with you, you know, personally, my major vulnerability is that I tend to be on the high cortisol side. I tend to be high cortisol in the morning, low cortisol in the evening. I fixed it 10 years ago, but of course this is always a vulnerability that we have to keep working with almost on a daily basis. What I found was that I didn't have the crazy sugar cravings anymore. I used to need to have a cup of green tea every afternoon, maybe some chocolate. I don't need that anymore. When I'm faced with stress now, I don't recoil. I don't like start to give all the excuses and reasons why I can't cope with the stress. I feel like I can figure it out. I sleep well every night. I sleep like a baby, and I wake up feeling refreshed. And I want all of our listeners to have that experience. This isn't about me. This is about you sleeping at night and having that repair conversation. There's a really important repair conversation that happens in your body every night, and that conversation has a beginning and a middle and an end. You need to have that full conversation every night to really feel like you're flush with these happy hormones, with the prosperity hormone.
Wow. Wow. And what I'd like people to know, too, it's really important. This is not your fault. It's a lot of people are here, and we're always working on expanding our awareness and consciousness and bringing in more love, and we do serve a lot of these hormones. But for many of you, because we haven't addressed this specifically, you may be doing things that aren't necessary or trying to solve problems in a way. You're trying to solve a problem with a hammer when you really need a very delicate machine screwdriver with a very specific, you know, type of head or a slot on it to do this. And so it's really important for people here to not beat yourself up. If you've been trying to transform or use personal development and you're finding the same issues keep coming back, let's look at this. Let's integrate some of these practices in your life. See what happens when these hormones come back into this Goldilocks position, okay, how does that change these things that I thought were my challenges? So let's do this, Dr. Sarah. I'd love to take people through that exercise, the rebalancing, and begin some of this journey with you.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm going to give you a practice. It's going to be a little bit different than the practice that we did last time, because okay. I like to change it up. I happen to like variety. It raises your dopamine, that lovely brain chemical of pleasure and satisfaction. So I want you, unless you're driving.
That sounds good, just pleasure and satisfaction. Like, oh, yeah, I want that, whatever that is. Give me that.
Yes,
I like
exactly.
It.
We want that. Helps you focus. So
yeah.
If you, unless you're driving, I want you to have both feet on the ground.
Okay.
And I want you to be seated. So if you're standing, I want you to be seated. And you can still do this with us if you're driving. What I want you to do is to take one hand, ideally your right hand, and put it over your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And just start to notice the feeling of your breath, your chest rising to meet your hand, your heart beating beneath your hand. Noticing the temperature of your hand over your heart. And start to lengthen your inhale. And lengthen your exhale. With each inhale, I want you to draw in the feeling of ease. Draw in the feeling of inner ease and balance. And exhale, peace. Inhale and feel gratitude. Think of one person or an animal. Imagine in your mind someone that you really feel gratitude for, someone you love. So imagining that person, breathing in the love that you feel for them. And breathing out a blessing for them, a message of your love, your sense of connection. And stay with that for a few more breaths where you inhale this feeling of connection and love for this person or animal, and exhaling your blessing to them. Really connecting to your gratitude, not just a vague sense of it, but really feeling gratitude in your heart, in that still place, that quiet place deep in your heart, feeling into it. Staying with your breath, inhaling as your belly expands. Exhaling your blessing and letting your belly come back toward your spine. And with these last few breaths, I really want you to anchor this feeling, anchor this gratitude that you feel for this person or this animal, and connect to that state of ease, that state of gratitude. Anchor it in. Affirm that feeling. Anchor it. Allow it to expand beyond your heart to the rest of your body. Feel it in your big toe. Feel it in your fingernails. Feel it in your mind's eye. Feel it in your hair follicles. And when you feel ready, you can remove your hand from your heart and just really allow yourself to receive that sense of gratitude.
I do a lot of heart activations, but this one was really off the chart. I love this. I loved every bit of it. I feel so peaceful, so relaxed. Very, very great connection. I want to hear what people felt and kind of what your thoughts are now. Any questions you have for Dr. Sarah? Now, this was one piece of some of the things people can do. The other side of it is your hormone cure, which has been incredibly popular here. what we just did, that balancing, is one thing that we can do. What else is there? I mean, the whole hormone cure covers a tremendous amount of exercises and practical living strategies and much, much more. Tell me about the hormone cure package that you put together, I guess, that really takes this to the whole other level.
Oh, sure. Yes. Well, what I wanted, you know, I can tell you, I have about 10 books by my bedside. Darius, I have a lot of books that I've been waiting to read, and you could certainly read my book. That would be one way to learn about this. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to put together and to really offer to the world is a strategy, you know, kind of a 10-day turnaround in terms of getting your hormones in balance. So that's what I put together for our listeners. It's called Fast Track Your Hormone Cure. And what I did is I really pulled out the needle movers, the things that are super efficient, super effective, that will help you meet your hormone cure. Do what I call meeting your cure in the middle, where it doesn't just land on you. You have to actually do some work to get these hormones to support you the way that they're intended. But I put together this package so that you could really create this and step into the grace of hormone balance. So I'm happy to describe a little bit about it. I can give you, you know, in terms of this practice that we just did this heart-focused breathing. And we know from the folks at HeartMath that it's a way to raise oxytocin. Your heart secretes a ton of oxytocin. And, you know, there's many ways to raise oxytocin. Orgasm is one way, or I sometimes joke, shoegasm. I happen to like shoes, and so that's another way that I raise my oxytocin. You can hug people. You know, I recommend, based on the half-life of oxytocin, that you hug 8 times a day. I think that's very important.
Wow.
And I talk quite a bit in this program about some of the different ways to eat, move, think, and supplement that can get your hormones into balance. The good news here is you can still have dark chocolate. Dark chocolate lowers cortisol. We like that. There's other things like supplements such as phosphatidylserine, rhodiola. There's things that are really proven to be effective when it comes to balancing your mood and balancing your hormones. So I describe this whole strategy. I lay it out for you in this program called Fast Track Your Hormone Cure. And I'd be happy to go through the details on it. Do you want me to go through the details for you?
I do, because I want to talk about some other tweaks and important things here. So 10 days, this is 10 days, the big needle movers to get you to where you want to be. 10 days, it can happen that fast.
It can happen that fast, but I also want to say for people who are listening, and this is the women and the men who love them, we know that sometimes you don't want a project. Like, you want to keep this really easy. So you could take longer than 10 days. You could certainly do it faster, but it's intended to be about 10 days. And the way I start off is to really share with folks in a quick audio. These are quick audios that are part of this program. I share with you how and why the hormone cure works. What is the Gottfried Protocol? That is my 3-step process for getting your hormones in balance, starting step one with the way that you eat, move, think, and supplement, filling in some of the nutritional gaps that can sometimes cause hormones to be out of balance, things like not having enough fiber and how that can cause estrogen dominance. So audio one is about the basics of hormone balancing and also your self-assessment so that you have a really good baseline. The second audio is kind of funny. It's about how to become an ideal hormonal specimen. And the idea here is that most of us are at our best hormonally when we're about 24 years old.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that you want to be 24 again. I actually am really happy at 46. I feel better than I did when I was 24 years old. So I want everyone to have that experience. And the idea in this audio is really to understand where this high cortisol is coming from, how do you change your perception of stress, how are men and women different when it comes to handling stress, and then my recommendations, proven strategies, evidence-based, for how to fix cortisol imbalance.
Wow.
The third audio is all about progesterone. Progesterone is kind of like nature's Valium. It calms us down. Mm. We talk about the relationship between progesterone and cortisol. And then, yet again, the solutions. The next audio is about losing weight and the really important dance between estrogen and progesterone, how to prevent breast cancer, what do you do if you have too much estrogen or not enough, and you can actually have both within the same day. You can have low estrogen but super low progesterone, and that is an estrogen-dominant state because it's relative to progesterone. There's also issues with testosterone for women who have too much testosterone and have hair loss or acne or rogue hairs, hairs where they don't want it. There's some really simple solutions for how to correct that. That's in audio 5. And then in audio 6, I really focus on the thyroid. And I can tell you, thyroid is something that affects so many people.
Yep.
And you want your thyroid to just love you up. It's really important. We know people who have, for instance, one of the thyroid labs is TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. When you have a level that's above 2.0, that is linked to an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. So I have a very narrow range that I recommend for managing your thyroid. You learn about that in audio number 6. And then there's just two more audios. There's one on how to stop being an overachiever, how to stop pushing harder, how to actually work smarter, not harder.
I need to, that is very, very powerful, the thyroid piece and everything else here. I want to ask you about losing weight and getting happy. I know that was the fourth piece of this program, but I was very interested in sort of the happiness side with the weight loss, because I noticed, you know, there is sort of a correlation there that may not be causal. It just may be both having the same or having different things that are affecting different things in the body, weight and then happiness. A lot of people are asking where it is. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Sarah, S-A-R-A, now, uwealthrevolution.com/Sarah, now. Dr. Sarah, going back to that fourth item, you said losing weight, but the other part of it is getting happy. Is the progesterone and the estrogen both playing a part in the weight and the happiness? And is that why you tend to see some emotional issues around weight that are not always happiness, that tend to be stress, anxiety, frustration, and more weight gain?
Well, you're right about that. You know, I would say there's somewhere around 7 to 10 different hormone imbalances that can be playing a role when you're struggling with your weight. So when you can't lose weight, or when you have a change in your weight that keeps going up and down, you have yo-yo dieting.
Right.
One of those imbalances, one of the most common ones I see, is estrogen and progesterone being out of alignment. So progesterone is the hormone that really calms you down, but it needs to be in a tango with estrogen. And we're talking now about the female body. Estrogen is really important when it comes to your mood. It's really important. It makes serotonin in your body. My assistant calls it Dr. Serotonin. It's this lovely, happy brain chemical that's in charge of your mood, your sleep, and your appetite. So you can see, because of serotonin, there's a connection between your estrogen level and your appetite. Another hormone that's involved in kind of this overlap between your weight and your happiness is leptin. So leptin is the hormone that, that's made in your fat cells. And when you have the right amount of leptin, it basically says to you, dude, put the fork down. Or, darling, put the fork down. So it's in charge of your hunger, kind of your hunger button. And when you have a problem with leptin, when you have what's known as leptin resistance, where cells become numb to leptin, it just makes you crazy hungry and very hard to satisfy.
And I've also heard your body stops releasing fat when leptin, you have become this leptin deficient, or your body resists leptin, you stop burning fat.
That's right. It is a regulator of fat. It works together with its cousin, insulin, which I think most of us have heard about before. And so, yes, you will just store fat like crazy when you have a problem with leptin and or insulin.
Well, I've got to say this. I mean, the relevance of this, you guys might say, well, does Darius do this? Actually, for the leptin, when I was trying to lose weight, I actually was on a protocol similar to what she's mentioning, where I would actually regulate my leptin levels by my carbohydrate intake, and would have certain days of very high intake carbohydrates that were actually very sort of like refined carbohydrates, which would be like the white breads and things, to actually create that, I guess it would be, so my body would produce more leptin. It was very interesting, but it was incredible. When I did that, the next day I would go back to fibrous vegetables, and by the third day I would be lighter than I was before I started the loading. It was unbelievable what was happening in my body when I do that. And so I study this stuff because I know how powerful it can be. And I had been trying to keep, you know, carbohydrates low and doing all the things that everyone was telling me to do, and my body would not lose another pound. And then once I started managing this leptin every couple of days, it was like the fat just was melting off. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and it's just absolutely incredible.
Well, you raised such an important point. I think a lot of people don't realize that when they go low carb, when they really restrict how many carbohydrates they're getting, that can actually cause some hormone issues. It can raise something called reverse T3, and this is a thyroid hormone that blocks your thyroid receptors. So your receptors are kind of like the lock on the door of a cell. You want those receptors to really work, to have what Candace Pert calls molecular sex with the right hormone. And when you go, you like
it.
That?
I really do. That's so fun.
So when you go low carb, you raise reverse T3, and it slows down your metabolism. So we've got to be smarter about how we work with these things. You figured it out, Darius. Good for you.
Well, I did research, and I did what I'm telling people to do here, is to keep expanding and learning. I couldn't have figured it out on my own, because I was from the old school of you drop carbs and you keep going as long as you can until you get where you want to go. And hormonally, my body had shut down, and I was just burning muscle, and it wasn't working. And so once I started doing that, it's unbelievable. I've got a six-pack abs better than I ever had when I was like 13 or 14. I mean, it's unbelievable. And now I know at 41 almost what my body can do. And I feel like I'm, you know, 18, 16, whatever. I mean, there's no age anymore, because I understand what my body's capable of. This is why I'm so passionate about this, guys, really. And this is one of the few times we cover this. I hope to cover these types of things much more. But Dr. Sarah is way ahead of her field. I mean, way beyond what we've been getting from any other guests in this area, or could even find any other guests in this area. So I really want to say, this is the kind of stuff that is so important for your life. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Sarah, S-A-R-A, now. Sarah, you also have a few other things. You have a jumpstart course and then a blacklist, which I love. I've got to read that, 10 Foods to Avoid. But tell me about the jumpstart.
Yeah, you know, I like to make this super easy for people. And what I did was I put together 35 small actions that you can take. And here's the cool thing about these small actions. They are the small hinges that swing big doors to get your hormones in balance, to get them working for you, not against you. So you have a list of 35 small actions. What I've heard from many of my clients who love this program is that they just pick one to do, one of these 35 each week. So it's just one small action that you start to do that is proven to help you get into hormone balance. So that's what the Jumpstart program is.
And you said 35 small actions that are fueling stations for your body and soul. You'll feel better than you have in years. And these include lower metabolisms, having a better mood, more energy, and a vavoom sex drive. I mean, this sounds pretty incredible. Could you do one a day, or is it like, should you stick with one of the actions every day for a week?
Well, I'm a fan of really looking at these small decisions that we make every day, all day long, and how to turn them into habits that really support your ability to rock your mission. Can I give a quick example of one, Darius?
Yeah, Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I want
okay.
it.
So here's a quick one.
Okay.
It's called What Went Well. And it's a little bit different than what you might think it is. So the way it works, this was set up as an experiment at the University of Pennsylvania by a guy named Martin Seligman, who's the father of positive psychology. He studied a group of people, like a really large group of people, and had them spend just 5 minutes every night for 7 days, 5 minutes writing in a journal what went well. Just 5 minutes. You know, it was sunny, I was happy to see the sun,
yeah.
things like that. And what they found was that after 7 days of doing this, so a total of 35 minutes over 1 week, these people were so much happier than control.
Wow.
And here's the stunning part, Darius, is that they then looked 6 months later, and these people had only done it for 7 days. 6 months later, these people were still happier than the control.
Whoa.
So there's this way that it really stays with you. It's a way of creating this gratitude that we've been talking about and amplifying the positive innate intelligence of the body. So that's an example of a proven strategy, a small action that can really move the needle when it comes to your hormones.
What are these 10 foods to avoid, this blacklist that cause hormonal chaos? Tell me about those. I mean, tell me about what that is. Big Macs and cheesecakes, or is it beyond, or is it something a little bit more innocuous that we wouldn't think about?
Well, I like to really look at kind of the sneaky things that are undermining your health, are working against you. So it's a little bit more than just cheesecake and Big Macs. What I focused on is the best science that we have in terms of the foods that are robbing you of hormone balance. And a lot of people don't realize this, that when they have a glass of wine or they eat a piece of chocolate cake, when they eat sugar, that it raises their cortisol level.
And oh, wow.
We don't want that. We don't want that. There's also certain foods that are the most common allergens or food intolerances, which also raise your cortisol level, such as gluten and dairy. So I put together the science and came up with this top 10 blacklist of the foods that you want to avoid because they're hijacking your hormonal harmony.
Wow. Now, can we still have fun and you know, and eat some chocolate cake? Is there a timing to do it? Because, I mean, that was like, well, you know, blah. Is there a way to do it, but in essence, like, create sort of a chemical buffer, you know, doing it after we eat certain foods? Or is that possible?
It definitely is. You know, some people need tighter boundaries than others, but I'm with you. I'm not a big fan of deprivation.
Right.
So what I would suggest is that you actually have some dark chocolate. So I mentioned this before, that it helps you with your cortisol level. So I'll give you an example. I live in a family where I have two daughters, I have a husband, and they love frozen yogurt. They absolutely love frozen yogurt.
A lot of sugar,
and so it has sugar, it has gluten, and it's, whenever I have it, it feels like I have a civil war in my belly because I'm allergic to gluten, I'm allergic to sugar, it's not good for me. So what I do is I take my dark chocolate with me, and while they go into the particular place that they like for frozen yogurt, I just sit and very mindfully eat my dark chocolate. I take my time with it, I love up this chocolate, I eat it so slowly. So that's a great substitute, a great alternative. I'm not saying you have to leave every single thing that brings you pleasure in terms of food.
Right.
But I just want you to have your eyes wide open about the things that can be robbing you of the kind of balance that you need to feel your best energy.
Yeah, and once you're balanced, you don't have a lot of it, so it doesn't feel like you're robbing yourself because you're not really craving it. And that then supports you because you're eating the right things and doing the right things. And this is just a small sample of all the things that we've covered, that will be covered in this, from different ways of living, different ways of thinking, different ways of eating, different things you can do, things you should avoid, ways that you can supercharge your energy, your sexual energy, your creative powers, your prosperity hormone, and much, much more. You also are including, Dr. Gottfried, the Gottfried Protocol. These are based on 20 years of research and working with 20,000 plus patients, and they address the 7 biggest hormonal imbalances and the exact steps to take to get them back on track. Things like PMS to moodiness to low sex drive and much, much more. These are basically like these big worksheets, essentially.
They are. You know, what I wanted to do was to make this so simple, so easy,
Wow. So
that you just have a checklist of step one. If you're a stress case, if you're one of those people who wrote in and said, oh my gosh, I have every symptom, or I have all of them but two, then what you would want to do is start with step one. Start with some of the supplements. I've got the doses and the strategies that you can do to change the way you eat, move, think, and supplement, of course. So that's what I have in these protocols. I've got step one, step two, step three, all the proven ways to solve these hormone problems.
Wow. Okay, and then the last piece that I see here is something about a special audio and stress audio trio. Tell me about that, because one of the things you mentioned early on that was very interesting was that women don't dance with stress the same way men do. And as a man, if I get stressed, it does sort of energize me a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay, I've got to rise up. You know, it's going to be great. I'm going to conquer. And I feel a little bit of energy coming from that challenge. For many women, as I know, being a conscious male, that's not the case. It's debilitating. I see it in my wife. It buries her. Tell me about that and why that audio is so important.
Well, thank you for raising that. And I think there's many women who have this experience of being buried under stress.
Mm-hmm.
And just as you were describing at the beginning, Darius, that it's not you, it's your hormones. I think it's so important to realize that we can change this dance with stress. You just described, you know, kind of this really important relationship to stress where it's not that stress is bad, right? We want enough stress so that you feel that buoyancy, the energy that you were just describing. But it's not so much that it is overwhelming or makes you feel like crap. So we want to be in that middle space where the stress is actually moving us forward and energizing us. It's really the Goldilocks position when it comes to stress. So I talk about how to frame it that way, how to change your perception of stress. What can we learn from men as women to dance differently with stress? You know, there's this interesting idea. I hope we have time for this just very briefly. I can't remember his name, but the chief of psychiatry said something like, guys, if you want to improve your health, the best thing you can do is be married to a woman. And then he said, women, you got to understand this. If you want to improve your health, the best thing you can do is hang out with your girlfriends. So he was speaking to this idea of how women need to tend and befriend. It's just a really important part of how we can be more successful in coping with stress and changing the way that we feel it in our bodies. So that's what these audios are about. There's 3 of them. They're about the gender differences. What can we learn from men? How can we approach this in a new and fresh way?
Yeah. Oh, amazing. And all of this is at uwealthrevolution.com/Sarah, S-A-R-A, now. And quick question. All of this is here. People have been using this, changing their life, tapping into it. There's even an incredible video there where you are speaking and sharing with people. So I would recommend everyone at least take a look. Who is this for? I mean, the big question, who is this for?
Well, this is designed for women. And I think I've joked with you before, Darius, that my husband, when he first read my book and he first saw my Fast Track Your Hormone Cure, he said, you know, this is important for guys too. Like, guys need to buy this for their women because it will make your life so much better when your girlfriend or your mother or your sister is not in hormonal chaos. So I would say it's really designed for women, but it's certainly something that can upgrade the health of men when they bring this to the women in their lives. So it's designed for women. It's really for women of all ages, whether you've had a hysterectomy or not. It is for women anywhere from the ages of 18 and 88. And I wouldn't even put an upper limit on it because it's never too late to balance your hormones.
Fantastic. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Sarah, S-A-R-A, now. This has been one of the most popular programs here, and it really made me realize how important this is. There are things I've been doing in my life, managing my hormones through the thyroid, through the different things I've done to help my body stay in good shape and feel much younger than I am. And many people say, you don't even look your age. They think I'm like in my early 30s, and I'm not. And I mean, I just don't even vibrate at my age. And so I wanted to start bringing these types of things to you, and people just exploded. So if you have not yet, I would say, guys, it's been about a month, and guys, you could be on your way in 10 days. And believe me, everything you're trying to do energetically through consciousness, we are conscious beings in a body that has hormones, that has vibrations, that these hormones create as processes are undergone in our body and things happen. We have to support it and love every divine piece of us, because there's not one part of us, hormonally or otherwise, that's there by accident. It's all there to be working together in unison in a beautiful, synchronistic way. And sometimes we need a little help because our modern world takes us way off balance, from the food we eat to the vibrations to our cell phone texting lifestyle that some people get stuck in. It's not your fault. If this is holding you back, let's open the door and make it possible. The whole package is $97, which is all it is. It's valued at well over $500. I would say it's priceless. It's 82% off, $97 to have it now and begin using it. So if you've been struggling with weight, fatigue, stress, imbalance, it's time to feel happier, sexier, lighter, have a lot of energy and fun, and tap into that life that, you know, we talked about that you really want to have. Dr. Sarah, any final words for the community or anything else that just comes up after I said all of that long diatribe?
Well, I love listening to you, Darius. Every time I listen to you, you raise my oxytocin. So I want to thank you first for that. And, you know, I think you and I are on the same page in that I really believe that the body is the sanctuary of your soul. And one of our jobs, one of our responsibilities, our sacred responsibilities, is to really take care of our body, take care of our hormones in a way that is going to support us on our mission. So I am so excited to share this with people. And I also want to thank you, Darius, because your support and your community is part of what catapulted me to have a New York Times bestseller. And I feel so much gratitude to all of you. It takes a village to make it on the New York Times bestseller list, and I'm just so grateful for that. So thank you for your support.
Oh, absolutely. It was incredible, and I'm glad we could help, and it shows just how popular this has been. So I want everybody to really tap into this, because we need everyone to be vibrating at the highest level possible to do the incredible things that you're here to do. And it's in your heart. No one can tell you what that is. It's what's in your heart, what you want to be, what you want to feel, how you want to experience, how you want to look, how you want to feel about yourself, and just plug into that. And if you're not feeling it, or you feel like you've just been dragging for a long time, you know, I know how I feel when I'm not optimal. It's tough. I'll tell you, it's tough. So it may be time to get some help. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Sarah Now, SARANOW. All right, much love, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Sarah, for your work. 20,000 patients, so many decades of mastering this protocol and then bringing it to the world. It might be one of the most tested things we've ever had on here, so I just want to say and applaud your work. Amazing, astounding, and congratulations on all the success. I mean, you've earned it, and obviously this work is changing lives in a huge way.
Thank you, Darius. Thank you, everyone. So happy to be with you today.